It is the Power Pop Show's holiday special, Christmas-themed, another in the season, in the spirit of the season type stuff today. Great track there from Sparks. Yes, they had a track in their 1974 album, Kimono My House, called Thank God It's Not Christmas. And that was a nice little song to put in today's set of holiday-themed power pop tunes. Before Sparks, we had the Pop Ravinas, going back to a single they sent me several years ago called Christmas in Jail. Funny little ditty there. The Smith Brothers before that, out of the great state of Ohio, and their Christmas single also from several years back. I've had this one for a while. Every Day's Like Christmas. And before the Smith Brothers in that set of tunes, we had a track from Blue. Yes, the very pop-talented Blue McCauley out of Boston. He put a tribute album out a couple of years back called A Bing Bang Holiday. It was actually a charity-based tribute record for the Boston Institute of the Arts. Anyway, great compilation album. Snow Day was the track we heard from Blue and his Bing Bang Holiday LP. Greg Pope in there as well with Christmas Snow, a brand new single from him that just came out this year. And a whole bunch of other goodies. We're moving into the second half of the show, coming at you live here on KSCU Santa Clara, also rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. Hope you're enjoying this special edition of the show, doing some holiday-themed power pop music. There's quite a bit of it out there, and I'm going to bring it all to you today. Quick plug of the Facebook page. If you haven't been there, please check it out. Facebook.com/PowerPopShow. As always, today's podcast and playlist will be posted up there later today, so be sure to check that out. Download it, stream it, save it, put it in your Christmas stockings. Share the love. It is the spirit of the season, and with that, I'm going to play another track from a compilation here from a few years back. I played a track off this in the first hour. It's put out by Network Records back in 2004. It's called Maybe This Christmas Tree. Bunch of cool artists on the compilation, including Ivy, Lisa Loeb, Pedro the Lion, The Ravenettes, Polyphonic Spree, and others. I want to play a track here from a band who took their name from the Magical Mystery Tour movie by the Beatles. Yes, that would be Death Cab for Cutie. It's a Power Pop Show Holiday Edition. Here's Death Cab.
I'm watching it fall, watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're ringing a song. What a happy sound. Baby, please come home. They're singing Deck the Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here, all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come.
There you go, a pretty little ditty from Adrienne Pearce on the Power Pop Show's Holiday Edition. That's from her 2008 Winter EP, which is a great collection to the holiday-themed music today. Christmas Time is Here, the track there from Adrienne Pearce. I had her down on the show many years back with her collaborator and partner, Ari Schein, and I believe they gave me that around the time. Before Adrienne Pearce, Death Cab for Cutie, the track Christmas Time, Baby Please Come Home from the Maybe This Christmas Tree compilation on Network Records. It is the Power Pop Show, special edition, holiday theme music and the like. Got another track here from Geffen Records' Just Say Noel compilation, released all the way back in, 1996, I think is when this came out. Bunch of cool artists on it. We got Amy Mann and Michael Penn here doing a song called Christmas Time. It's a holiday edition, the Power Pop Show. Dig it.
It's Christmas again. December is here. Hasn't it been?
With all the plans you're making, all the time you're taking, greet the next one with good cheer. Won't you, dear, as you ring the chime, just because it's Christmas. Branches don't grow. There's lights on all the houses, spouses with their spouses,
children playing in the snow. One in the sleigh and one upon the horse, keeping on tracks, another matter of course.
That's the great divisor, you are now the wiser, maybe just a bit less so. Touch and go till you stop on a dime, all alone in Christmas time.
You're listening to a special holiday edition of the Power Pop Show here on KSCU Santa Clara and andhow.fm.
To lose has been bad.
Listening to a special holiday edition of the Power Pop Show on KSCU and AntHow.fm. Great band there out of Michigan called the Hangabouts, and a great holiday single they put out a couple of years ago called Snow Is Calling. Great band. Recently became familiar with them a few years ago, so it was cool to add that to today's repertoire. Before the Hangabouts, Young Fresh Fellows. Going way back to the early 90s, and a great compilation on First Warning Records called Lump of Coal. Some cool artists on this. I'm going to play a few more before the end of the show, including The Odds, The Primitives, Wedding Present, Hoodoo Gurus, and others. Anyway, Young Fresh Fellows did Little Town of Bethlehem from that Lump of Coal compilation on First Warning Records. Before them, The Mockers, great power pop band out of the East Coast. And their holiday classic called There's No War on Christmas. Before the Mockers, Amy Mann and Michael Penn doing a duet song called Christmas Time from Geffen Records' Just Say Noel compilation. And here we are. It is quarter past the hour or so. We're in the second half of the Power Pop Show, bringing you a special themed edition of holiday music. And it's been Christmas and snow for the most part, but we got to pay a little props to Hanukkah here. And one of my favorites, I never get tired of this song because it's so good. It's called How Do You Spell Hanukkah? And it is by the great band The Levies, also known as Guster. But they do various Hanukkah-themed songs from time to time as The Levies. And this one is a classic. How do you spell Hanukkah? Maybe The Levies will tell you. It's the Power Pop Show.
Is it with a C or H? I am confused. What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong, or maybe he was right. Can someone decide? Make up your mind. Can't spell check in Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone, please help me. Just tell me, how do you spell Hanukkah? Watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you,
like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
I like hot dog.
But I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell, we don't mean to dwell, but how do you spell?
Try to spell check in Webster's. Is there an answer to this question? Someone, please tell me, how do you spell? Ask teachers, ask family. Someone, please help me. Just
no one can tell. We don't mean to dwell, but how do you spell? Try to spell check and Webster's. Is there an answer to my question? Someone please tell me, how do you spell?
And what do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas?
The story of scenting Christmas is one that you all know. Elves and sleigh and reindeer and big fat jolly ho ho ho. But there's more to this story you'll not have heard, I fear. Hold on to your yarmulke, it gets a little weird. Now Santa has a brother, Hanukkah Harry is his name. And as they're growing older, Harry's jealous of his fame. Now Harry looks like Santa, except his beard is black. And he drops off gifts for 8 nights in his flying Cadillac.
There you go, a tribute to the Festival of Lights, Hanukkah Girl, which I think Hanukkah starts on Christmas Eve this year. A little overlap. Anyway, that's a track from the band Metronome from a compilation from many years back called I Made It Out of Clay, a Hanukkah pop compilation. And, yeah, the Ballad of Hanukkah Harry, little tidbit of that. Before that, we had the Levies with How Do You Spell Hanukkah. Love that song. The Levies, also known as Guster. I think it's essentially the same band, but they put that great song together many years back. It's a holiday-themed edition of the Power Pop Show. in the spirit of the season. We're managing to fill most of the show today. I got a few more to do, and then the well will probably be tapped. Let's see. I got a new track for you here. I just picked this one up the other day. A fairly new East Coast power pop band called The Connection has a new EP out in the spirit of the Christmas season. It's called Rock and Roll Christmas. So let's fire this one up now. It's brand new from The Connection on the Power Pop Show.
Christmas time is coming. Can't believe it's here.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will have a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a
listening to a special holiday edition of the Power Pop Show here on KSCU and andhow.fm.
Sleep in heavenly peace, sweet. shop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal, something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find people of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now victims in therapy and Donner's still nervous. And the elves all got jobs working for the Postal Service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights.
There you go. We've all been there. Just a little snap during the holiday season. The Night Santa Went Crazy, brought to you by Weird Al Yankovic on this special holiday edition of the Power Pop Show. That's a fun little single paired with Christmas at Ground Zero, put out back in the 1990s, 1996. Weird Al Yankovic. We had Marah before that. They did a Christmas-themed record a few years back called A Christmas Kind of Town, featuring assorted goodies, including the track I played for you called Holly Jolly Christmas. The Primitives before that with a version of Silent Night, another track from the Lump of Coal compilation, also from the early 90s. And She and Him before that, featuring the great Zoe Deschanel. Did I say that right? Duchanel, whatever. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, the track from A Very She and Him Christmas. Before that, we had some Shonen Knife, quick and dirty track from them. They actually got a couple of Christmas songs out there. We heard We Wish You a Merry Christmas from them. Before Shonen Knife, brand new single released by The Connection, an East Coast power pop band. They got a new single up in the spirit of the season. It's called Rock and Roll Christmas. You can go get it. It's up on Bandcamp. And here we are. It's just a little bit before the top of the hour, getting close to wrapping things up. And I got a few more holiday goodies for the special show today, including this next little gem, which I literally just found out about a couple of days ago. It's from a guy that I love playing on the show all the time. He's a very talented pop solo artist based out of Pennsylvania. His name is Cliff Hillis. And he did a fun little ditty called The Honey Badger Christmas a couple of years ago. So I'm going to lay it on you right now in all of its glory. It's a holiday edition of the Power Pop Show. Here is Cliff Hillis. Honey Badger Christmas.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a Christmas song. Here's a Christmas song about the honey badger. Everybody knows who the honey badger is, right?
Yeah!
All right, well, here it goes.
Down the chimney comes old Saint Nick, but the honey badger don't give a sh. Lots of presents underneath the tree, none for him because he's so nasty. He's the honey badger, just as nasty as he can be. He's the crazy-ass honey badger. Don't be like the honey badger on Christmas, otherwise you won't get the presents at all. So have us all a happy Christmas, you and me.
Wow, the honey badger really is a nasty little guy, isn't he?
He's crazy.
He works at night like Santa Claus. He smacks a cobra with his nasty paws. Stung by bees 1,000 times or more, the most fearless animal, that's for sure. Cause he's a honey badger, just as nasty as he can be. He's a crazy ass honey badger. Don't be like the honey badger on Christmas, otherwise you won't get no presents at all. So have us all a happy Christmas, you and me.
Wow, so he can really get stung by bees and bitten by cobras and be okay?
That's what they say.
Now he's crazy.
I got one more thing to tell you about the honey badger.
Walking with a snake in his mouth, you wouldn't want him at your house. He's always hungry and up to no good. He'd eat a reindeer if he could. Cause he's a honey badger, just as nasty as he can be. He's a crazy ass honey badger. Don't be like the honey badger on Christmas, otherwise you won't get no presents at all. So have us all a happy Christmas, you and me.
All right, everybody, let's sing it one more time. Sing along.
He's the honey badger, just as nasty as he can be. He's a crazy ass honey badger. Don't be like the honey badger on Christmas, otherwise you won't get no presents at all. You might eat bee larvae for dinner, which is gross. So have us all a happy Christmas, you and me.
Raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself.
Yeah, it's the Donnas on a very special holiday edition of the Power Pop Show, doing a nice rockin' take on the Waitress's classic there, Christmas Wrapping. Nice finish up to today's show. Before the Donnas, we had a fun little track from my pop pal Cliff Hillis. A couple years back, he did a song called Honey Badger Christmas, and you heard it there in all its glory. Hey, one final reminder, if you tuned in late or missed any of the show, be sure to check out the Facebook page for today's podcast and playlist. I will have it all up there later today. Two solid hours of great holiday-themed power pop just to brighten up your holiday season. Again, that's at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Be sure to check that out. Off next week, we are closed for the Christmas break, but I will be back week following for the annual countdown show where I count down the best power pop albums of 2016. Always a regular tradition toward the end of the year on the Power Pop Show. And that's live every Friday here on KSCU Santa Clara, 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, I should say. We also rebroadcast the show twice weekly on andhow.fm in New Zealand. Check the website andhow.fm for show times and info. I'm going to leave you with a classic pop holiday song, one of the more original Christmas-themed songs from a pop artist that goes down so smoothly. And, of course, that's Thanks for Christmas by the always talented XTC. So have a merry, merry holiday season, everyone, wherever you are doing, wherever you may be, and we'll see you next time on the Power Pop Show. Adios.